What's up, everybody? This is another episode of For What It's Worth with Wes Hoffman. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm going to get right to it here. This episode is with my friend Danny Attack from the band Knives. Awesome singer, awesome songwriter, awesome guy. Really, really dig Knives. We played with them at Sanford Punk Fest right outside of Orlando, Florida, earlier this year, and I really enjoyed their set. They just have great, awesome, catchy songs, and I'm a big fan. So we're looking forward to going on tour with them in January. We're hitting Orlando, Gainesville, Jacksonville, Atlanta, and Nashville. So be on the lookout for that. It has been announced. So if you go to my Instagram page, or if you go to Knives' Instagram page, you can get all the dates and the venues there. So yeah, not too much to report here. My band, Wes Hoffman and Friends, we just got back from a four-day run through Arkansas and Tennessee. We had some great, great shows. Thanks to all who came out to those shows. It was super, super fun. I myself am going through a pretty rough patch of post-tour depression right now. So I'm going to cut this off, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode with Danny Attack from Knives. So what's up? I got Danny Attack from Knives. How you doing, man?
Good, good. Just hanging out, you know, Tuesday. So
yeah.
Work stuff.
Oh, dude, I know how it is. It's like we just got back from a four-day run, and this was my first day back at work, and I was just like, I've got the post-tour blues. I'm sad. I don't want to go back to work, and but you have to, you know.
Yep. It's a thing.
It's totally a thing. It is a very real thing. So so are you based in you said you're moving to Atlanta soon? Have you already moved or?
No, not quite yet. Probably looking at, I know talk like in quarters, but like around sometime in the first quarter of 2026.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's gonna be cool though. I love the weather. So that's great.
Yeah. Better than Jacksonville?
Oh yeah. Like you're looking at like on a normal day, like obviously there's heat waves around, especially in the south, but like high 50s, low 60s.
Okay.
Waking up to that, you know, and then like high 70s, low 80s, you know, at the very high, you know.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, yeah. Well, there's heat waves in the 90s and stuff like that, but those aren't too bad.
Yeah. That sounds good to me. We had a really, really like just brutal summer here in St. Louis. Like it was so hot and so humid. It was like pretty much from the middle of July through like half of September. It was like just unbearable to be outside, man. It was so freaking hot.
Yeah. Either way, even like in like northern Georgia, I guess it would be, because it's not quite Atlanta, it's like north of Atlanta, but
okay,
stay Atlanta because that's the biggest area around. But I'm not outside anyways. unless I'm going somewhere, going into my car or have to do something outside, I'm not. Whether I'm in Florida, Georgia, or even in California, you know, where the weather's amazing, I'm not an outside person too much, you know.
Sure.
But it's not nice. It might be some things that won't bother me, but the sun, who needs it?
Yeah, dude, it's so hot. So, yeah, I like being outside when it's nice, but when it's like one extreme or the other, when it's too cold or too hot, it's just like, man, let's just stay inside. So let's play video games, let's play music, let's watch TV, let's do something inside, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So we just announced that Wes Hoffman and Friends are going on tour with your band Knives. I'm super stoked, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be super rad. Everyone's stoked on it. So it'll be we haven't done a full it's a small run, but with like another band since last year or the year before. middle of the year before last. Yeah, so it wasn't like a full year ago, but right before that. Otherwise, we're doing, you know, like 4 dates here and there, 5 dates in there, like going up our own regional or something like that.
Yeah.
The first thing we did was back in, this is what I'm talking about. We went with two other bands, Middle Out and Bad Year, and we went to, you know, West Coast and started there, made our way back. You know, I think one of the shows, you were at the St. Louis show, I believe.
Yeah, I was.
On that run. Yeah. So that was fun.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that was... That show, I felt so, I'm still mad at my hometown for not showing up for you guys for that.
That's the first time I've been. Whenever I go there, I play at a place called the Record Store or Record Shop.
Record Space?
Record Space.
Yeah, yeah.
That was super dope. I'm always there. I'm always spending tons of money like on the toys and whatever records, you know?
Yeah.
But a super cool spot. And then, so that was the first time I played outside of playing the Record Space, you know, was at that actual venue. But it was still cool. We still had fun.
Yeah. No, that venue, Platypus, it's been great. We just did a show there, not this past Sunday, but 2 Sundays ago with Counterpunch.
Oh, yeah.
And who else played that? Rumluck and No Point. So it was like a skate punk show. Super, super fun, though. Yeah, we had a great crowd, and it was awesome. So we definitely want you to come back to St. Louis, and we'll show you a good time. but yeah, man, so tell me a little bit. I know you have your solo music under the name Danny Attack, which I'm just going to call you that. So
yeah, I mean, that's preferred.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to say both words. You can just say Danny, but versus like, I guess my real last name.
Sure. Okay. Cool. I'm glad to know you. I'm glad to know that then. So, which came first, Danny Attack or Knives?
Yeah, no, Danny Attack. So I started this like for reals, I guess, in 2018 or 17. One of them. I think I was like playing around with it in 2017, but didn't really actually like tour on it or have a record, or not a record, but like an album out until 2018. And that's when I really started. Knives is only, I want to say, 2 years old.
Yeah.
Or maybe three. I guess this is our third fest coming up.
Okay.
So yeah, it'd be into the second to third year, depending on how those work out, how they went up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Knives came second from it.
Okay. So then how did Knives kind of form? Because you're definitely, I can tell by your Danny Attack stuff and your solo stuff and Knives, like I can tell you're a songwriter. Like I can tell you just write great songs, man.
Thanks.
You know, so did you doing your solo stuff, was Knives like, hey, I want to make this a full band thing, or was it like a collective of the other guys too, like wanting to bring some of their music to the table, or how did it all kind of come about?
So I get, because I'm asked the question, I won't say a lot, but you know, it is asked. And so I always get like the timing wrong because it was just like COVID, and COVID was involved in some of it. So I don't quite remember like how many years, because that just, you know, it just goes away. But I want to say during COVID, Brendan, who's the guitar player, screamer, me and him have been friends for a couple of years from being in Jax. But he was, I think I was toying with the idea during COVID to make a band. And he was like my closest friend that played guitar, same style of music, things like that in that area. So I hit him up to start, not Knives, but a band, just a band in general. But we were, at the time, I was looking at wanting to play music like, The Dangerous Summer and other kind of bands, just the emo Midwest type stuff, you know, stuff like that. And we tried it out. And when he went to my apartment, we like try and write, put together songs. Everything I was writing at the time was coming out too punk for me, for what I wanted at the time, you know. So it wasn't what I wanted to do then. And so we tried. I know what music I wanted to play, but I couldn't write that music, I guess, you know. So I was like, you know what, never mind. I'm like having to force it. It's just not coming out the way I wanted. Let's just not do it. And so moving on, we didn't do anything with it. COVID came, was during COVID, so we couldn't do much anyways. I was just doing my solo stuff. He was playing solo music as well because he plays and they're so impossible. His solo stuff. So we're doing our own thing, playing shows and stuff. And then I think at the time, right after that, I got invited to play Fest, my first Fest. So that was, this will be my fifth Fest solo.
Oh, awesome.
So back then, I started playing Fest and started realizing that the genre of music that I didn't want to play, which is what I grew up writing and grew up listening to, was still a thing. And I was on another podcast where I was explaining this. And a lot of times when I start talking about stuff, I start realizing what actually happened at the time, because I don't remember any of it. If I'm not talking about it, I just forget about it all.
Sure.
So at the time, I was like, holy shit, at the time, before living in Florida or even during Florida, I was playing, different music. I started off in punk, doing a bunch of punk stuff, and always had in the back end, but like being a musician, I was just bouncing around. I was playing different music just because I wanted to play. So I was in like hardcore bands, I was in metalcore bands, I was in hard rock bands, things like that. So at that time, I wasn't too into any type of punk scene. I love punk, but I just wasn't in any scene where I was going to like punk shows and playing in punk bands, nothing like that. So when I was writing with Brendan, that's not what I wanted to do, because for me, it was like, oh, I'm not even doing that anymore. So I don't want to, I'm listening to this new kind of stuff. This is what I want to play. And so moving forward, got invited to Fest. All these bands that are punk rock, that type of stuff is still big, huge, and still going. I'm like, holy shit, like, this is my roots. This is where this is what I loved growing up. And so a couple years of that went by of me playing Fest. And then finally, I think it was for my birthday. I wanted to play a birthday show, and I was like, for the past couple of years, I was playing, just putting together like a solo show on my birthday or around my birthday with my friends, and just having everyone play and just like a birthday party type of thing. And so this next time I wanted to do it, I was like, I wanted to make it like a cool, fun one. So let me like start a band just for this though.
Oh, that's cool.
Just for the birthday. And Brendan was playing then, but I had other like different lineup. I had a different drummer. I had a violin player or a fiddle player, So it was kind of like yellow card-ish, and a different bass player who was actually the fiddle player and the walking bass player, well, stand-up bass player, were on playing with me from Danny Attack.
Okay.
So I just had them switch their instruments or to like a normal bass and play punk whatever, So a lot of the sort of a version of the songs that I have now was for that. And then it was like, oh, people, like, it sounds super cool, which maybe we should just, like, keep going. I named it Knives because it's just kind of like a branding thing from how, like, what I write about, I guess, and all the imagery I use from Danny Attack, Knives just fit. So we're doing that. It ended up being a successful show. But once it got down to it, I remember why I hated being in a band. With like people not wanting to practice showing up late, or even at the day of the show, like people saying, or like someone saying why they have to be at soundcheck. Stuff, just things that you don't want to do or want to deal with. So I was like, this is why I don't want to be in a band. I'm not going to do it. So we did that, or that happened. The show was great though. It was a huge turnout. We went, we played at Kona Skate Park.
Oh yeah.
And so it was super huge. It was like packed. So it was super dope. I wanted to keep doing it, but it wasn't worth the headache that it would have done it. So halfway through the year goes on. And then Brendan was like, and he wasn't any of the ones that was like, not wanting. He was like full on gung ho about it from the beginning, which was great. So he was kept hitting me up like, hey, we should do it. Let's do it. I want to play in a band, or I want to play in this kind of band, whatever he did. But he ended up talking me into trying out again. So we got new members, and the first thing we did was, I think I hit up Tony from Fest for us to play, and I think I showed him video. I forgot how it happened, but we were on the next Fest. And then so we got everything done, played to do that, and then it was just from there, it just kind of took off. Not took off, but for us, in a way, we're like, okay, let's do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, it was just super easy because the transition from music wise, they're all Danny Attack songs, like, and so that's kind of what it is even now, like moving forward, new stuff like that we're working on. It's just all Danny Attack tracks that have albums of it, you know? So it's easy just to turn those songs, how they were probably originally written, you know, just turn them back into, you know, a punk song.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I can totally hear that in like the opening to the song Chemicals, like the da 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 da. Like I can totally hear that. Just like I can picture you like playing in your apartment, like writing that song, or like fiddling with that riff. You know what I mean? And then I can see how the transition into a full song, like a full band song, how that can go. Yeah.
That one, I believe I wrote it. Lyric wise, you know, obviously, you know, Danny Attack stuff, but Brendan will probably kill me if I don't mention that he gets 1% credit of it for a line, or a single line that we both came up with at the same time.
Oh.
But he gets credit for it. It's 1%, so it's fine. He can have his 1%. But when I came up with the music for it, I was working on it simultaneously, actually, for Danny Attack and Knives. So the intro are the same for both songs. And then one goes into a like super fast, like fiddle led, folk song, whatever, you know, folk punk, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then the other one goes the other way with Knives, which was more of a Hot Mulligan influence riff for me, like, you know, for that. And then kind of, you know, whatever I did with it after that. But yeah, that one, I don't know.
Yeah. I love it, man. I love one thing that I really like about your guys is in your sound is, and I think I had actually, before you had released your album, it was right around the time that you guys came to St. Louis. I love Buc-ee's.
I'm getting paid for it.
I got a nice little Buc-ee's like fanny pack shoulder thing that I take on tour, you know, where I can put all my little, like my AirPods, and I usually bring mints on tour, and I put the van keys in it and stuff. And it's like, it's so much better than like having to figure out how to put all your stuff in your pockets or like put it in your backpack. You just got it all right here. So, and Buc-ee's like, I know Buc-ee's gets a lot of hate, but little stuff like that, like their thermos, like their own merch, they make it pretty affordable too. Like I think that little thing I got was like less than $10. Like, you know, and I got a Buc-ee's dad hat. I rock the dad hats a lot, and I got one of those, and it was also like $10 or $12. I was like, okay, you know.
I don't think if on any one thing I've spent over like $30 or $40. Oh no, $30. And I have like that the big or it's not like huge, but it's their biggest cooler. Like beer cooler, or not?
Oh, nice.
It's a cooler, but beer cooler, whatever. You know, I have one of those that I've taken before on the road. You know, for drinks and stuff like that.
Sure.
I have a smaller one like this that I keep like all my string changing stuff. So like, you know, whatever pliers and strings, all that stuff that goes in there. I have probably 10 different coffee mugs or coffee cups or thermos, whatever these things are, from there. But yeah, it's. And you always got to stop whenever there's one on the road.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Do they have them do they have them in Florida or?
Yeah, there's like two or three just in that area.
Dude, when we went on tour in Texas last year, there's one in Missouri. It's in Springfield, Missouri, which is like 3 hours from here. But we have you heard of Wally's?
No.
It's like a Buc-ee's equivalent. It's very similar. Okay. It's not as big. The mascot's like a bear. But yeah, we have one of those in St. Louis, like right outside St. Louis. But there's one Buc-ee's in Missouri. But when we went to Texas, dude, they were all over the place. Like we probably stopped at Buc-ee's like three or four times when we were down there.
You should go to the single ones where it's like, just a normal gas station, but it's a Buc-ee's. It's not like the huge, big old thing.
Oh, I haven't been to one of those.
Yeah. Like on the off roads, because that's where it started, I believe is in Texas. They're just normal gas stations there as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
So on like the main highway on the 10 or whatever it is, you know, you go, you know, cause touring a bunch, you go in the smaller towns, different directions. I've seen like tons of Buc-ee's that are just like a normal gas station.
Oh wow.
Buc-ee's. Yeah.
That's really cool. That's cool. Yeah. Well, we'll have to hit one next time we're out on the road for sure. So, okay. So tell me a little bit about like one thing that I love about you guys and your music is the melody. You guys write really catchy melodies, and I'm sure if you listen to my music, you can kind of get the
I like yep. that. Yeah. Where does your, you know, your love for melody and like just the catchy, like, you know, your songs in general, like, all of them just have great sing-along choruses. Like where does the influence from that come from?
I think it's because of the radio. Okay. Growing up, and I tell a story a lot. When I was growing up, I grew up like in LA. There wasn't rock. There wasn't punk for where I was, at least. At least not in where anything I had was able to get a hold of.
What part of California?
Southern California. So like outside of LA, Linwood, Southgate, Compton.
Okay.
Just like the hood.
Okay, cool.
So growing up there, it was all like just rap, R&B, gangs, all that stuff like that. So it was no like rock, punk. And this is me when I'm young. So I really didn't get in anything music-wise until I was in sixth grade, which was Nirvana. And it was Nirvana on the radio. So sixth grade, my friend didn't introduce me to it, but we stumbled upon it. We were at his house, and he was just messing with the clock radio, and that just came on. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah,
I was in sixth grade. It was the 90s, and I was just wowed as soon as I heard it. And then so from then it was just I had no interest in music before that at all. It was just whatever I was doing at the time, being young. After that, seventh grade, eighth grade, there was two other guys at the junior high I went to that listened to rock of some sort, and I didn't have any way to get CDs or punk shows and things, and you know, any type of that stuff. So for me, it was just the radio. It was K-Rock over there.
Yeah.
So it was all commercial, pop, rock, you know, whatever it is, yeah. Alternative music. So I think it's from growing up listening to that, and that just staying with me, brought along the melodies. Because even from that, when I did start getting into more, I guess, punk rock, I guess, or, you know, whatever it is, like Green Day or Rancid, you know, that like Outcome the Wolves or whatever, MXPX,
yeah,
even Blink-182, all the melodies are all, they're melodies, they're catchy melodies.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So, and that's just for lack of having anyone to show me anything else, really, you know? So that's what it was. And then eventually I got into other things that were not mainstream, but I've always had like I don't want to say the ear, but like just the been keen to wanting a melody, you know, so that was sing along. So even like, so when I started writing, no matter what genre I was writing, there was always like a melody of some sort. There was always type of, even a background melody with like leads or whatever I'm doing. So for the Knives stuff, there's not, melody wise, there's not much difference in what I'm doing for Danny Attack. So like the same way I'm singing, or maybe not the same way I'm singing, but the melodies and the different hooks I'm doing for Danny Attack already. So now, and because I, when I originally wrote those, they were maybe made punk rock and then changed into folk or whatever it is. Those melodies were still there. So it was easy to just have those same melodies and then just change the underlying music, to what it, I guess, should have been initially, or what I, you know, was thinking about when I wrote it, because my formulas don't change. It's always like the same pop radio formula, you know, whatever the intro is, verse, chorus, bridge, chorus.
Yeah.
All the same. And then you just kind of tweak it after that, once it's written, and add all the sparkle stuff. You know, so that's the same thing I do almost every song.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
After that, you can go outside the box. But for the most part, I like to be able to sing along to my stuff and not just be bored of it.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like that, you know, I, one thing that I noticed when I started this band, I was like, well, I really want to, I love it whenever I can, so I see a new band and I can kind of get to know the song before it's even over. If it's my first time seeing them live, never heard them play a song before, and they're like, by the end of the song, they're like, I'm catching on to the chorus. I'm like, okay, I like that. And if I want my band to kind of gain steam quickly, then I want to write songs that stick in people's heads, that they can feel like they're a part of it. Like, even if it's just, whoa, you know, we put so many woes in all of our songs. I know you guys do too. And it's like, I think people like that because it you know, we just went on tour, and when we do that live and I point at people and I sing whoa, they immediately like, oh yeah, whoa, you know, and by the end of the song, people are like wanting to be a part of it. And I think that's really cool. And another to your other point too is I'm the same way. I really like I kind of have my formula of like intro, verse, chorus, verse, pre-chorus, chorus. You know, go back to the intro hook, like, and I don't feel like I try to mix it up a little bit. If you know, this new record that we have coming out, and there's a couple songs on the old record that stay that you know don't stay that stray from that formula a little bit. But I kind of feel like the reason why that you know, in some bands will say, or especially in punk, like people will criticize and be like, oh well, that's too formulaic, and I'm like, it's formulaic for a reason because it works.
Yeah, that's kind of like what people like, or even the guys in the band, or not too much the guys in the band, but just in general, when I tell that story of like the songs are just Danny Attack songs, you know, but rewritten for this, and they're like, well, will it ever not be Danny Attack songs? You know, or is it just kind of what it is? And for me right now, it's just like, well, it's working right now.
Yeah.
So when it starts to not work, then I can start exploring other things. But for now, I have a catalog, and they're all the same. I don't want to say the same genre, because even the Danny Attack stuff, it's all different on what I do for that. That's easy for me to express them in the punk rock way. And a lot of times when I was playing these solo shows, a lot of people were like, oh, you ever need a drummer? You know, I can hear this being this. I can hear this being punk like this. And there's so much of that that I haven't even gone to yet. You know, of these other songs that I picked, you know, for when I picked this album, or when I wrote this album, the last album we did, it was, you know, these 10 songs I wanted to do. And then, but I still have more, and I have so much more. And so, like, if there's a time where it's just not working and people just like, this is dumb or whatever it is, then yeah, we can go out and like, maybe not write a Danny Attack song, write something else, or even change it up altogether. But for now, it's working. You know, yeah. The formula worked. And for now, I'll stick with that, I guess.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know? So can you tell me a little bit about, I'm sure, with your solo stuff, you've toured quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit about like just you know, how do you go about doing that? That's something that I like to talk about a lot on this on this podcast. It's not only songwriting, but just like how you know, a lot of people will say, well, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And that is a big part of it. But I think that's also just like a big part of life in general, is like knowing the right people it makes it a hell of a lot easier if you know the right people to make things happen. And I've always been just a great networker. I love meeting new people. I love like just connecting with people. And that's really helped us when it comes to like booking or, you know, getting on certain fests or stuff like that, or just even promoting your music. Can you tell me a little bit about, I'm sure over the course of touring with Danny Attack, you got to know a lot of people, and maybe that's transferred over to like doing the Knife stuff too, right?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, it what kind of boosted us off, you know, initially anyways, like our first big thing, real thing we ever did was fest for Knives. And that was because Danny Attack was doing it already. So I was able to, you know, I built a relationship with Tony and was able to hit him up and, you know, do that. But yeah, like just touring a bunch, just being a super cool person, you know, genuine, nice, and just doing what you're supposed to do. People, you know, they appreciate that. The venue owners or promoters, whatever it is, or even just the fans hanging out at your merch booth, just, you know, talking to people, all that stuff. It builds these, you know, your networking builds relationships. And so when I want to book somewhere, it's easy, not easy, but there's a contact that I talked to, hey, now I'm doing this. Is there anything we can do? We can jump in, whatever the case may be, if I'm trying to book something or be added on to a show, definitely that helped, you know, around to having to start from zero. So that, gave us a big jump start of what we, you know, we're banned for 2 years at the very least. So we, even though we, you know, we're doing a bunch and I was doing a bunch before, I think it helped. It helped us a lot, you know?
Yeah, you have like a jumping off point. Yeah, you have a foundation of like, okay, we're not just like a new band that has no connections. We're like, you know, you're able to like, you know, kind of you have a jumping off point for sure.
Yeah. And I want to say like it's all with connections, but it's not, we're still working. I'm still like, even though we may know someone somewhere, it just may not work out. That other person also knows every other band that passed through that same area. So it's not like we're just because I know this person, we're the number one on their list for whatever happens because it happened next. Right. You know, we still have to continue working on what we're doing. That may not work out. I may have to go a different avenue just because that person may not be able to do anything. So right. just because we have those connections, maybe we can use them all the time. So there's that. So the band, like I said, we definitely got pushed in a good direction because of Danny Attack, but I think that Knives took on a thing of its own, especially yeah. with you know her members and having obviously their screaming in the songs now.
Yeah.
So that's definitely took a different direction than what Danny Attack does because I don't do that, any of that in my stuff. So that's another avenue we have now because of Brendan, you know. And so just, you know, having that energy of everybody definitely give it its own path as well. So it's not just, we're not just relying on Danny Attack how we would have in the beginning. Now it's just its own thing, but it can still, you know, have being everyone being cool dudes and
yeah,
being where we're supposed to be on time and going to sound checks and yeah. all that stuff, you know, people appreciate that. They see that at the venue. So oh, they absolutely. Want you to come back because you're being professional.
Yes,
you know, dude. As opposed to, yeah, to not.
100%, man. You're speaking my language. Yeah, I'm the exact same way. And I, you know, I talk to the guys about this, and we're all the same way. You know, we always want to be on time. We want to be thankful yeah. for, you know, thank you for having us. Like, you know, and sound guys and venue staff. Like, you're not the only show that they have that week. You know what I mean? They may have been up like since, you know, till 2 a.m. every day that week. You don't know. But to us, it's like, it's a super important show. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so you have to be very like, you know, and sound guys sometimes get a reputation of just like, you know, hey, they deal with a lot of shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so I always try to kind of, you know, make a good like impression of, hey, we really appreciate you guys. You bet yeah. being here. Thank you for having us. Like, you know, we're stoked to be here. Like we're stoked to have this show. Like, you know, not just taking it for granted and being thankful and grateful. And I think just carrying yourself in that professional way, like, really does set you apart from a lot of other bands, you know?
Yeah.
And something that you said earlier, too, that just, like, kind of – that made me think of something is, like, even just being, you know, a cool guy to anybody that's at the show, you know, fan, anybody that's come to the show. Like, hey, yeah. I always say, like, hey, if you don't want to – buy anything, any merch from us, that's totally cool. Like, at least come say hi, let's talk, let's yeah. make a connection. And it's really cool because now, you know, essentially you make friends with these people. Like, you know, they follow you on Instagram or whatever. Yeah. And like, you know, we have people on this last tour that like have come out to, you know, 2 or 3 of our shows now in Memphis and Nashville. And it's just really cool because it's like you make more friends and then they see that you're coming the next time or, you know, I'll send them a message and I'll say, hey, we're coming back to Memphis. And, you know, people start showing up and it really is like that's something that I really love about it. It's just like that community of people that like we all like the same music. We've all been drawn to punk rock for a reason because we're all kind of cut from the same cloth in some way. You know, so why not, you know, I just love it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. I don't take any of it for granted. You know, so I'm always out there. There's always like people who are like, oh, there's a green room. She's in the green room. Let's go in the green room. I was like, you'll never see me in the green room when doors are open. You know, because you're out there with merch. If you're at merch, hanging out with people,
yeah.
you're playing the songs and you go back to merch. That's what it is. That's where you hang out. Yeah. That's where people, especially being the front man, you know, like,
totally.
Not saying that like no one wants to talk to their members because they do, you know, because we're all, for the most part, we're all normally there at the merch booth. But, you know, they have questions, you know, they want to ask, oh, what's this song about? Or how do you write? You know, things like that. People have those questions. And so you're the one that they want to talk to, you know, yeah, there's cool. There's a merch person there, but I never, even if I had the option to have a merch person there, I don't think I would.
Right. Right.
Because I know who's listening to music, who's buying stuff. It's more personable, making those friends, you know, and you know, and like it's always word of mouth. They're going to tell their friends, oh, this band's cool or whatever the case is. And they'll go to the next show. Like you said.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Just keep building on that.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%, man. Well, dude, I'm stoked to tour with you guys. I knew when we played with you guys at Sanford Punk Fest. Florida has a great punk scene. Like, just we have toured. Oh man, it's been by the time that the next tour rolls around, but in January 2026, it will have been 2 years that we toured, oh, wow, that we toured Florida. But we did Sanford Punk Fest this year.
It was early in the year.
Yeah, but so we have been back to Florida, but we did Jax, Gainesville, Orlando, and Tampa on that tour, and that was with U Vandal. And I mean, you guys have awesome bands on there. There's of course Knives, U Vandal, Dial Drive, like just awesome bands. So we're really stoked to come back. Yeah, and the cool thing about Florida is like I feel like there's enough big cities that you can kind of hit them all in a weekend.
Yeah.
Like,
and the big spots, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not too, you know, the longest drive you might have is like 3 hours or something like that. So, yeah, but what else? I know you guys have Fest coming up. What else do you guys have coming up?
Yeah, there's that. That's what we're focusing on that. We also have a new drummer.
Okay.
So our new drummer, we've been practicing him.
What's his name?
He actually, Justin.
Okay.
He actually lives in Philadelphia.
Okay, that's right.
He's from Jersey, though, but he lives in Philly. And so he comes down, you know, once a month, a couple times a month, and okay, we spend, like, the weekend just, you know, getting to the stuff. So we're really just kind of, like, practicing him, doing all that. But we have a couple of shows in November with Handguns.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that's going to be fun. So really doing that, and we just kind of, like, really kind of trying to get the set solid, and because we're having the new drummer, I'm introducing some of the new songs a little bit slower as well, because we want to get those and add these. So, but after the January thing, it's gonna be cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you guys working on a new record or EP or any new recordings or anything?
Not where it's we're gonna do these songs on a record. Really, it's just putting the songs, you know, with the guys, having them learn see what I'm writing, and then just kind of gather them up, because I really don't know what we're doing with the record or anything like that.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
But that's definitely the case. It's definitely the goal, is to have a new record come out this year or next year, 2026.
2026. Okay. Yeah.
Just don't know what we're doing with it yet.
Yeah. I totally understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a new record on deck too. I need to send it to you. We have one song out right now, and then our next song is supposed to come out here in the next couple of weeks. We haven't announced it yet, but the next single is coming out in a couple of weeks. So I'm really excited about that. I gotta show the guys. I want to play the new song on this tour, January tour. So I gotta get them to practice it and get it all ready to go. So,
yep.
But
oh yeah.
Awesome, dude. Well, thank you so much, Danny. This is awesome, man. I'm even more pumped.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem, man. I'm even more pumped for this tour now after doing this podcast. So,
it'll be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a blast, dude. So, well, thank you so much, man. Where can everybody find you online? It's at KnivesFL
on everything, really. Yeah, I think everything's just at KnivesFL.
And then what about Danny Attack?
At Danny Attack.
Okay, perfect. Hey.
Or _ Attack.
Okay. Okay, cool. Keeping it easy. Awesome, dude. Well, I will have this up on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Have a great night, brother.
You too, man.
All right. See ya.
See ya.